This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle One.
So if you want to be part of the White House Easter egg roll, there are many rules about the eggs themselves. It's a pretty big laundry list of rules of things that you can and you, I guess you can't have on the Easter eggs. Get this, folks. You can't have any kind of overt religious imagery on the Easter eggs. For Easter, I'm just saying. Folks, so welcome back to the program. Hour number two is upon us here for the weekend show. If you're just joining us, of course, welcome. We are so glad to be here with you this morning, and of course, maybe this afternoon or evening, depending on when you're hearing the weekend edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program, if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to leave us a direct message. And we've already heard from Richard the Marine. We've also heard from listener Joan listening up in Seattle this morning. And we're glad to hear from you guys, because I'll tell you what, it's going to be, well, first of all, I do want to wish everybody a happy Easter. We got a really nice call the other night, middle of the week, as I recall. Real nice listener from, I believe, the Tampa area, and saying, hey, just wanted to call up and wish you a happy Easter week. And that really kind of made my day. I really appreciated that. So, again, and thanks, because I've gotten other well wishes as well via direct message. So thank you so much. And, of course, we hope everybody out there is going to have a happy Easter this weekend. We will tell you about these eggs. This from Fox News. Let's see here. Children of the National Guard are prohibited from submitting religious Easter egg designs for the 2024 Celebrating National Guard Families Art Event at the White House. The art contest is part of the White House's Easter traditions, which include the annual Easter egg roll. The flyer for the contest states that the Easter egg design submission must not include any questionable content, religious symbols, or overtly religious themes or partisan political statements. Like MAGA, or of course, if it was Joe for president, it'd be, look how sweet, look how wonderful, look how beautiful this is. As part of the White House Easter egg traditions, America's egg farmers for nearly 50 years have proudly presented an intricately decorated commemorative Easter egg to the First Lady of the United States. In 2021, the White House expanded on this longstanding tradition by displaying youth-designed Easter eggs in the White House East Colonnade, the flyer explains. Anyway, it goes on to talk about this. Children are asked to design eggs with images based on their own lives. Selected designs representing the unique experience and stories of National Guard children will be brought to life on real hen eggs by talented egg artists. Well, that sounds wonderful. Children also can't promote material that promotes, quote, and get this, folks. Have you ever had kids have a real problem in making eggs that exhibited bigotry, racism, hatred, or harm against any group or individual, or promotes discrimination based on race, gender, religion, nationality, disability, sexual orientation, or age in their designs? So you know what that means? First of all, I don't know any kids that have this problem it's like, okay, children, we don't want any bigotry or racism. And I'm telling you, it's just it's a weird world we live in. But if they can't do it based on age, that means that no kids can submit eggs that say Old Joe or something like that. Okay, well, let's head over to the telephone lines. You got Backgammon and Bob calling us early here on this Saturday morning. Good morning, Backgammon and Bob.
Good morning, Kyle. Did you notice that Trump, when he visited that fallen policeman's ceremony or whatever, I guess you call it a ceremony, I'm not sure.
Right, right.
But anyway, yeah, he also said a lot of good things about the policeman, but in addition to that fact, he also donated something to their family and did a lot of did several nice things for them. And I think that something like this, that they should, commercials for Trump or ads for Trump should show a lot of the good things. There are several good things I've seen on the internet that he's done some very nice things for people. In other words, show the other side of Trump and show that how he is, can be very nice, empathetic and all that. Like the liberals seem to tout that they are the only ones who do anything like that.
Indeed. Well, I would think that that is the version of Trump that everybody kind of knew before the Democrats decided to demonize him into being the personification of the Antichrist or something. Everybody knew Trump. Trump helped everybody. He helped firefighters, police. He helped people that were just down on their luck. And that's exactly the kind of person he is. Yes.
I think that's been forgotten. A lot of the needs to be emphasized. And also would help also bring more people over to the Republican Party, too, just that type of thing. People that are on the fence, the borderline independents, that type of thing, people.
Well, that's exactly right, because a lot of that has been forgotten. But instead, what they want to do is cut him out of movies. You know, if he was in Home Alone 2 or something, we got to cut that scene where he, has a bit part there really quick, because, you know, we don't want to show him in a good light. Exactly.
No, I definitely agree with things need to be done anyway.
Yep, indeed.
All right.
Well, thank you, Beck and Bob. Appreciate the call. I'm sure we'll talk to you again here real soon. Take care. Happy Easter.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Thanks. All right. That was Beck and Bob, everybody. And, yeah, he has a great point. And that, you know, in fact, I recall there was a big backlash against Jimmy Fallon, if I recall correctly, who had Trump on The Tonight Show. And I think that the backlash went something like this. You helped to humanize Donald Trump. See, that's even where we were back in those times. You helped to humanize him. And that is a no-no. That is verboten. But yes, Donald Trump has always been there for, as I said, firefighters, police, first responders, but also, of course, just people who've been down on their luck or people who had a terrible tragedy. And yes, that you can humanize them because guess what? He's human. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Well, that's exactly right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you this morning here on the weekend edition of the program. And I got to tell you, it's flying by, as always. The rain is coming in to Southern California as we speak. And it looks like it's going to be a deluge over Saturday and most of Easter Sunday, it seems like. But wherever you are across the country, hope that you got some great Easter plans and that the weather will be more cooperative for you, of course. I'll give you a full report, of course, from Rain Central here when we come back on the Monday morning edition. But folks, welcome back, 949-822-7959. If you're listening here during our live portion of the program early Saturday morning, and if you're hearing it at a different time during the weekend or on podcast or repeat, you're always welcome to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. We always do love hearing from you. Well, I'll tell you this. When we saw what was happening earlier in the week to the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, we were right in the middle of the segments there with Denise Simon, who will be with us here, by the way, in just a little bit for the weekend show. And I saw this the video of the bridge collapsing and so forth. So we started to find out everything we could about what was happening at that moment. That was in hour number four, then hour number five. Hour number three. They're now number four, the 5 o'clock hour. We kind of went wall to wall, as we typically will when we do have a major breaking story that's affecting a lot of people and certainly of major national interest. We will try to find out everything that we can and bring that to you because we're a live program in the overnights in America. So even if something happens overseas, something happens in the United States, we want to bring it to you as fast as is humanly possible. There was a lot of speculation going on at that moment. We didn't have a lot of the facts, of course, that came out later in the next couple of days. But one of the things that's coming out that's now starting to come out is what was in this ship. It's called the Dolly. It's about 1,000 feet long, about 157 feet wide. This major cargo ship, which was on its way to Sri Lanka, Singapore flag. This was, just a terrible tragedy with the loss of life. It's something that is so devastating that you can't even put it into words. But we know now more about what was in the black box, or the recorder, evidently. This from USA Today. Details from the moments leading up to the devastating Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse were discovered in the cargo ship's black box voyage data recorder, or VDR, as the pilot tried to alert authorities to the oncoming disaster. Again, the Dolly, a 984-foot Singapore flag vessel, reportedly lost power while transitioning out of Baltimore Harbor and struck the bridge at about 1:27 a.m. On Tuesday. National Transportation Safety Board said the bridge, a nearly 2-mile critical artery in East Coast shipping, crashed into the Patapsco River within seconds. And that was also something, my friends, that was just absolutely unbelievable to behold, that it just fell down. It literally within a few seconds. One report described it falling apart like a toy. It just blows your mind to think that something that would appear to be so strong would suddenly collapse like that. But the physics involved, helps to explain some of it, I'm sure, depending on where the loads were. And then you take away that column, basically, and then everything else, it can't hold because it's designed to stay up the way that it's built, right? It's not designed to stay up, with such massive damage. But local, state, and federal officials established a unified command in response to the collapse. On Thursday, the command announced it had paused dive operations and vehicle recovery due to hazardous conditions in the river from the wreckage. A 22-member crew of the Dolly has remained on board since the crash. Coast Guard spokesperson Cynthia Oldham previously told USA Today. No one on the ship was injured. 8 construction workers were fixing potholes on the bridge when it collapsed. 2 of them survived, and the others are presumed dead. I believe they've already recovered, at least as far as I know, is that it was, I think they've only recovered 2 of those victims at this time. Some experts estimate the bridge will take 2 years to rebuild and it cost at least $350 million. Depending on the condition of the structure's foundation underwater. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said Thursday the first $60 million in federal funds for emergency work has been approved. Now, on Tuesday, the Coast Guard recovered the audio and provided it to NTSB officials. Investigator Marshall Muse said in a news conference on Wednesday night, roughly 6 hours of VDR, or voyage data recorder, was provided to the NTSB from midnight to 6 a.m. Tuesday, he said a group of experts will conduct an in-depth analysis, of course, of the audio, which has not been publicly released, by the way. The timeline, this is where this data is going to be so crucial, right? The timeline provided by federal officials provides that the most detailed account yet of the moments leading up to the disaster and will be the focus for investigators as they try to understand what caused the tragedy and how it could be prevented. Now, I don't want to muse about this too much, seen in the past, of course, there's some very interesting documentaries about how plane crashes happen, for example, or how other, major disasters occur. And a lot of times it's not just one thing. A lot of times it can be a progression of things or a progression of bad choices, or even one bad choice that sends you on into this, into an unrecoverable problem. Whether it be, you know, you take the ferry boats loaded with 1,000 passengers and so forth, you take them through the wrong part of the river or whatever it might be, or the inlet, and you end up running aground and the ship starts sinking. And, you know, just it's things like this where, you know, if they always can kind of track it back and go, if they didn't do this right here, this at this moment, probably could have been okay, this kind of thing. Or sometimes it's a confluence of events because there are mechanical issues. There's a failure that leads to something else, and then it's catastrophic. Now, we do know that this ship was in had engine maintenance done while in port, so that's also going to be looked at. Now, the individual here, the investigator, says that several alarms were heard on the recording just before 1:25 a.m., followed by about a minute later by steering commands and rudder orders. At 1:26 and 39 seconds, the pilot on duty made a radio call for assistance to tugboats in the area, and 45 seconds later ordered the port anchor dropped. At 1:27 and 25 seconds, the pilot said on a radio call that the dolly, the ship, had lost power and was nearing the bridge. Around that same time, the officer on duty for the Maryland Transportation Authority told officers who were at both ends of the bridge for the road repairs to close traffic, which likely saved lives. Yes, indeed. At 1:29 and 33 seconds, as the powerless dolly was drifting at 8 miles an hour, the VDR recorded sounds consistent with the collision of the bridge, he said. 6 seconds later, the pilot reported to the Coast Guard that the bridge was down. And again, this is an unbelievable footage and video to behold of this thing happening. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy noted the ship's VDR is a basic system compared to an aircraft's black box, providing only a snapshot of the major systems on a vessel. She said the agency has long wanted more information to be recorded. Now, you could probably bet your bottom dollar at this point that if that is in fact the case, that you will see legislation introduced very soon or in a very, very big way that's going to mandate you're going to have to recover a lot more data in these black boxes. There's no doubt about that. So we'll watch for that, of course, and maybe hopefully we'll help to prevent some kind of future problems, given the idea they could have more information to work with if, God forbid, an accident does occur. But for right now, of course, you know, our thoughts, our prayers, our hearts go out to those who whose families, those who had lost their lives, to their families, to their loved ones. It's just a terrible tragedy, and we are grieving with them as this all unfolds. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. The weekend edition continues. We are coming right back, so stay right there.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers presumed dead is still the top priority at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Speaking on Friday, Moore said the situation remains complex as crews work to clear the harbor to eventually get it back open. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing towards the Fed's 2% target goal. Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Beware of fake eclipse glasses, experts warn. The American Astronomical Society advises using approved glasses on April 8th, ensuring they're designed to block nearly all visible light. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
So, crusading New York Attorney General, Letitia James, you know, she crusaded against Donald Trump and I think wanted to spend all of her time trying to get Donald Trump. Well, there's some pressure now about Letitia James. Maybe she needs to also go out and prosecute comedian Jon Stewart, evidently, for overvaluing a property. We'll tell you about that here in just a moment. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the show. It is the weekend edition of the show, and we're glad to be with you, of course. And you can head over to our home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message. If you're with us live this morning, 949-822-7959 is the number. This from Breitbart, New York Attorney General Letitia James is facing mounting pressure to prosecute comedian Jon Stewart after it was revealed that he overvalued his Manhattan home, the same so-called, quote, offense, unquote, for which James is prosecuting former President Donald Trump. Representative Mike Collins, Republican of Georgia, radio host Andrew Wilkow, and Trump attorney Alina Haba are among those calling for Tish, quote, unquote, to show that no one is above the law. Jon Stewart was recently found to have overvalued his Tribeca duplex by more than 800% when selling it back in 2014. The embarrassing revelation comes after the comedian used Monday's episode of Comedy Central's The Daily Show, which he's returned to, I believe. I think it's just the one day a week. I think it's Monday. that he's coming back to that. That's what I read anyway. To claim that Trump was lying when valuing his own properties. So evidently, is this what John Stewart was saying? That Trump was, you know, overvaluing his properties, just lying about them. Now Stewart has egg on his face with pressure building on James to ensure the equal application of the law. Okay. Representative Collins recently posted that he is looking forward to Letitia James sending the NYPD to haul John Stewart to jail and seize his property. You know, radio host Andrew Wilkow voiced a similar sentiment. Attorney Alina Haba called on her to hold Stewart to the same standard as she is holding Trump. Well, don't you think, my friends, that it wouldn't just be John Stewart? I mean, honestly, you know, Letitia James could probably prosecute, and I'm just, this isn't me talking, right? This is, you know, we've had several audio clips from Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank fame, basically saying, look, this whole thing was just a farce, and that's my word that I'm using, just paraphrasing him. But basically, he was just saying this was the whole thing was just screwed up. This was you have real estate developers every single day trying to put their properties in the best light possible. There's nothing wrong with that. They're trying to come to terms with the buyer or a bank if they're trying to use it to secure a loan, maybe a construction loan, and they come to these different terms. And they make an agreement, okay? They make an agreement, my friends. And, you know, but this whole thing is Trump just, he filled out a bunch of forms and said, okay, this property's worth this, this property's worth that, this property, okay. And the bank went, okay, thank you, Mr. Trump. Here's your money, sir. It doesn't work like that. We all know that. So I don't know that we know the details too much of this. Of this real estate transaction back in 2014, but if somebody bought it, you know, I'm telling you, it's incumbent upon banks and sellers and buyers to all do their due diligence. Like if you were going to go buy a car that somebody had listed for sale, what's one of the first, and if it's a, you know, used car that a private party might have listed for sale, or even you might see it at a dealership, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to look at the blue book value, right? And in other words, you're going to start doing some kind of research that is going to shed light on what is this vehicle really worth? What should it be worth? What are other people paying for this same vehicle? And then you can go to that private party. You can say, I see you have your, you know, 1989 Dodge Caravan or something listed at $6,000. Well, I just booked this thing out. It's really worth $3,500. I saw another one that just sold for $3,000. So, you know, maybe we'll do business at that level, but we're not going to do business at $6,000. And the buyer can or the seller can simply say something like, well, I'm not going to let it go. I won't let it go for anything less than $4,500. You know, and then you just negotiate. And then finally you sell the vehicle. And that's it. You've bought it or you sold it, and this was the agreement. Was that illegal? I don't think so. But at any rate, this is going to be very, very interesting, as Sergeant Schultz might say. Right? Very interesting, I think. I think that was Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes, right? He also said, or was it Colonel Klink that said the very interesting? Somebody will know out there, and they'll let me know. I know that. But I do know that Sergeant Schultz would say, I see nothing, I know nothing, I see nothing. I remember that much. But at any rate, it is very interesting indeed. So what's going to have to happen is Letitia James is going to say, oh, my gosh, okay, now there's another case out there that, you know, by all accounts, I should be pursuing because I made such a big deal out of what Donald Trump did or what we say he did. And this was the whole crux of the matter. And then we trying to seize his properties because, oh, by the way, I think John Stewart, and I don't have anything against him, you know, but what I'm saying is in the context of this story, you know, it's only fair that he gets a $355 million judgment against him. And with interest, it would be more like half a billion. And if he wants to appeal, that's all I'm saying. But, of course, you know, Letitia James is the one who's going to be in the hot seat here, because she's going to have to be the one to say, well, we just wanted to prosecute Trump. You know, that's because that is the answer. That is the answer. We just wanted to prosecute Trump. That was the only reason we did this, and not because of some larger, law crusading thing that we're doing to make sure the public is safe. You know, that's has nothing to do with reality, right? And which, by the way, it there is this world that people like Letitia James and the far left, and the, you know, they're gonna get Trump, and they sort of make it up as they go along, and they have this wonderful vision of seizing the properties and putting a padlock on Trump Tower and taking his name off and all this stuff. And that's like a fantasy land that they live in. But the rest of us, you and me, you know, we have to live in the real world. We have to live in the real world where things cost more. We have to live in the real world of, you know, well, we better get our act together and get this thing done. Otherwise, it's not going to work out, you know. But the far left, the Democrat Party elite, they live in a fantasy land called, who cares what's happening out there as long as we get reelected. They live in a fantasy land of who cares what's happening out there, because our private security and walls, I might add, walls and gates and cameras and all kinds of stuff, you know, that keeps us safe. You know, we're not going to worry. I mean, I'm not going to worry about walking down the streets of New York City, because I got my security all around me. I'm fine. It's like a Roman phalanx is just going to go through this street, and the soldiers will be all around, and they're just going to protect me, right? Well, that might be true for the elite, the Democrat Party elite, but it's not true for you or I. And I did see, and I mentioned this story earlier, right? I did see a report earlier on the fact that women are being randomly punched in the face as they walk down the streets of New York City. I don't know where you go from there. What is the solution to that? I mean, yes, I understand. I think, you know, more police and enforcement and all this kind of stuff. But eventually, you know, people are going to say, well, that's it. I can't walk down the street with some basic expectation that you wouldn't be randomly punched in the face to get a concussion and other terrible things that have happened. I mean, I got to tell you, folks, you know, in a very short period of time, things have declined or just gone downhill. Stay right there, folks, because we're not going to be doom and gloom. We know how to fix these things, and we're going to keep doing it when we come back. We've got a great song lined up. We'll be talking with Denise Simon as well. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This program is that we, number one, we tell you what's going on, and we do, you know, try to give you the best point of view we can give you, obviously, and then also, of course, we have a lot of fun. That's another great aspect of the program, because especially if you're working and doing stuff in the overnights across America, it shouldn't be dull. We need to be able to have fun. We need to laugh, not just a little, but hopefully a lot, because so many of the things that we're talking about are so absurd that, you know, laughter is a natural sort of outgrowth of that. And, so yeah, we're going to laugh. We're going to tell it like it is. And, we're not going to get down, and we're not going to get, you know, a doom and gloom, about things. We're just telling it like it is. And we know that we've got great solutions. We know that we've got great ideas from the conservative point of view. We've got better ideas. And unfortunately, the left can make a lot of noise, and they can make, they can do a lot of steamrolling, and they can do a lot of narrative setting. But, you know, again, it's the marketplace of ideas. We fear not the marketplace of ideas here on this program, and we're glad that you're along with us. We have great discussions. We have a lot of fun, and we also have some great music as well. We have some great music on this program, and that's one of our hallmarks. And so this morning, yeah, we had a pretty good rocker with the AC/DC hour number one for the song to keep us going through the overnight hours or whatever you're doing on the weekend, whatever you're hearing this show. And so this is another one's kind of a rocker. It's by Journey. You might be familiar with it, but it's, you know, so we're just going to kind of keep the rock and roll motif going this morning. This is a great song. This is off Frontiers, which is an amazing, amazing Journey album. And, of course, Steve Perry with them back then. This is a cool song called Chain Reaction. From Frontiers, I can remember listening to that album all the time, and there's some great big hits on that album, by the way. Separate Ways was on that, Send Her My Love, and of course, Faithfully was on that album as well, and kind of became a ubiquitous kind of radio hit. But a great song, you know, in and of itself, a great sort of love song about being out on the road and everything. And something, though, too, back in those days, you know, there were, the music videos were starting to really kind of come into their own. And I remember the story hearing back then. Back then, again, there was no internet and this kind of stuff. You just had to pick things up or read it in magazines or things like that. And one of the cool things... One of the cool things about Journey and their song Faithfully was that they hired NFL Films if I recall correctly, at that time, NFL Films to come in and film their concerts. And because mostly it's a concert type video. And they did this for a specific reason, and that was because they felt that the camera operators for NFL Films were really good at following the action, anticipating the action, and filming the action of whatever it was, that special thing that was happening at that moment. So that's why that particular music video of theirs has such a great sort of cinematic quality to it. Anyway, a little bit of trivia there. But I'll tell you what, it's now time here on the Weekend Edition, folks, to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Happy weekend, Denise.
Happy weekend. Happy Easter.
And happy Easter. Absolutely. And by the way, I want to thank Wally for sending me a great message for Good Friday. I really appreciate it, Wally, very, very much. And you know, Denise, of course, this is a very, very special time of year. And Easter has come fairly early, it seems, this year. It's actually in March.
Barely.
That's right. It's barely in March. But still, you know, it's like all of a sudden when Easter rolls around, it's kind of like, okay, you know, we're already through a good part of the year already. And it's really something. But
it goes fast.
It does, doesn't it? Because just it feels like yesterday we were talking about it being a brand new year. And here we are. But Denise, obviously, there's a lot to talk about here on this Easter weekend. People, of course, were remembering Joe Lieberman, of course, at his services. And Al Gore got up and talked about him and so forth. But, you know, we talked about a little bit earlier in the week when we got the sad news about Joe Lieberman. But it still does kind of feel like, you know, something is missing now in terms of having that calm voice that could discuss problems without it becoming acrimonious.
Well, that was a great word, acrimonious,
mm-hmm.
Because that's what everything is seems to be full of. And he was kind of an equalizer. You know, when there came to be discussions and debates on issues and topics and legislation and scandals and that kind of thing, he was very much of an equalizer. So people with those talents are suddenly fleeting, especially when they're no longer with us.
Well, indeed. And I did see something, and maybe you saw the same thing when Joe Biden paid tribute to him. He didn't really mention Joe Lieberman's unwavering support for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Because these days we don't want to go there, evidently.
Yeah.
I mean,
we have an administration that, you know, through several agencies, especially the State Department. Somebody resigned from the State Department this week because of their anti-Israel. But I don't know if you saw that. You know, there's an Easter egg art contest at the White House, and they put out a decree that it can't have religious symbols.
Yeah, I did see that.
What?
Yeah. For Easter? I hate to remind them it's Easter. Yeah. That is really something, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're climbing up to the top of the hour news, and we'll talk more about this as well, because, yeah, it's definitely... I it's unbelievable. But stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you, coming back with Denise Simon right after the news.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Mm-hmm.